You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Bessa Muslims Who Saved Jews in World War II is an exhibition of photographs by Norman H. Gershman at the SFU Tech Gallery downtown. And Laura Lamb saw the exhibition, and she's here with her comments. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Sean.
Okay, so tell me about the exhibition. What do you see when you walk into the gallery?
Well, basically, you see photographs on the walls. They're portraits. They're fairly, good size for photographs, about 16 by 20. And they're portraits of men, women, and groups of people. Mostly the people, the subjects of the photographs are middle-aged to very, very old, because these are the people who rescued the Jews during the Second World War, or the children of those people. And the rescuers themselves, of course, would be in their 80s or even older if they're still alive. And besides these, beside the photographs, each photograph has a large framed block of text, which is much more than a caption. It's basically a narrative, a first-person narrative by the subjects about what happened during the Second World War.
And again, the title of the show is Bessa. What is Bessa?
Bessa is a term for their word of honor, and also has an additional meaning of their duty to help people who need assistance. And I found, I went on a little bit of my own research about Bessa, and I found a few sayings, Albanian sayings about Bessa. One was, Bessa of an Albanian cannot be sold or bought at a bazaar. Albanians would rather die than break Bessa, and the Albanian's Bessa is worth more than gold.
And what did Bessa mean during the Nazi occupation?
Well, it's a remarkable story, really, because Albania is the only country occupied by the Nazis where there were more Jews after the war than there were before the war. One of the primary reason for this was that rescuing Jews, hiding Jews, was almost universal. The other reason is that most of the Jews that were hidden were not Albanians. They were refugees from other places, from all the neighboring countries, and some from quite distant countries like Germany and Czechoslovakia and Poland, because Jews were traveling, running refugees all over Europe.
And why is so little of this history known?
Because the government, or the country of Albania, was very, very isolated throughout the period of communist. Actually, they had a really weird Stalinist government from the time of the war until the 1990s.
And so this government repressed all of the history?
Well, I don't know if they repressed the history, or they just didn't allow contact between their citizens and the outside world. So there was very little known about the country in general.
Now, this exhibit is about the individuals who were rescuers or children of rescuers. Who were these people?
Well, basically they were all types of people, all classes, from poor farmers to well-off business people. Some of them were religious Muslims, and some were described themselves as secular Muslims. They ranged right from the very poorest people right up to the king, who is included in the son of the former king is included in this exhibition.
Now, the title of the show, the subtitle, I guess, is Muslims Who Saved Jews in World War II, but Bessa is an Albanian principle, and Christians were just as active as rescuers. Why the Muslim slant?
An interesting fact is that, and this was pointed out by the curator of the show here in his writings, that the population is 70% Muslim and 30% Christian. And the people who were rescuers of Jews during the war were also 70% Muslim and 30% Christian. So the Christians were just as active. It's another fascinating story that isn't really right in the show. It's kind of between the lines, or something that I got very interested in and that I feel a little bit more ambivalent about Norman Gershom, the photographer. There's a writing, it's an introduction to the book. These photographs are also published in a book by someone who is involved in the Holocaust Museum in Israel, and it says that Norman Gershom was a changed man after he encountered these particular rescuers. And when I went a little bit further and looked into Norman Gershom on the internet, one of the things he says about this body of work is, "Who ever heard of Muslims helping Jews?" And that's what he thought when he heard about these people. So he didn't seem to have any idea of the historical context or he was like totally surprised by the concept that is expressed by several of the Muslims, the rescuers, that for instance, they say things like, "Oh, well, we love the Jews. The Jews are our brothers," because they're part of the Abrahamic tradition. And so there's implications in some of the texts that the reason they rescue Jews and sometimes often put themselves in great personal danger and their families and their whole villages was not in spite of the fact that these people were Jews, but because they were Jews. But Norman Gershom, after his encounter with these people, which was apparently a life-changing experience for him, his thoughts afterwards are, well, anybody who says that these people are terrorists or support terrorists or are anti-Semitic, well, they're wrong. These people are not anti-Semitic. Like he spent 5 years getting to know these rescuers and traveling through the country, and at the end of it, he is willing to admit that not all Muslims are terrorists. So that kind of, his paradigm shifted, but not that much. In the title, there's that subtext that it's this astounding thing, Muslims who saved Jews in World War II, as if that was astounding, like that's news, because if all the news we ever hear is that Muslims hate Jews, then that is kind of astounding. And if that's your paradigm, then it is kind of astounding. But even at the end, I didn't see any questioning by Gershom about why the prejudices that Muslims might have about Jews exist, and why historically they might exist, and whether that might have anything to do with the state of Israel.
Well, we've been talking a lot about the historical aspects of the show. Can we go back and look at the show as a visual art exhibition? How do Gershom's photographs work as pictures?
I really enjoyed them. I found them very pleasant to look at, and I found the faces of the people very attractive. And I was reminded of the quote from Abraham Lincoln that says, every man over 40 is responsible for his face. As my feeling is that these people are responsible, and because of their, that you can see the things that you know about them, that they have a strong moral belief, and that they're courageous. In their faces. And I think, to say that the images, the photographs, tell this story in a different way than I've just been telling it, in a different way than the text beside them tell it. That's not really adequate or correct, because photographs don't really tell stories. That's too verbal. They you might say that they illuminate the situation differently. I'll just tell you, one of the pictures that I really like, the one that really stuck in my mind, shows two brothers. They're the sons of a rescuer. And in several of them, the photographs there, they have objects. The people have objects that were given to them by the Jews that they rescued, or are meaningful in some way. So they're with a sewing machine. But anyway, they're standing beside this sewing machine, and they're both smiling, these beautiful, kind of beatific, friendly, open smiles, and they both have their right hands over their heart, which I assume is a part of Besa, you know, when you're making your oath or whatever. Yeah, I thought those ones, you know, just the feeling of happiness and openness and trust in the picture of those two men is emblematic of all the pictures.
Are the photographs objective?
Well, that's a good question. I don't think photographs can be objective. There's a perception that photographs are neutral, that they just tell the facts, but photographs are made. They're images that are made, and they use certain conventions to make meaning. And I think the meaning, you can really see some of the conventions that Gershwin has used to suggest honesty and to suggest straightforwardness. For instance, they're black and white. That has a just the facts kind of connotation. They're very frontal. Usually, most of the pictures, the camera is just facing the subjects, and the subjects are looking straight at the camera. They're very centrally composed, so the subjects are pretty well in the center of the picture. It's nothing fancy. They're not at all mannered. They don't appear to be about art. They're not artsy, even though they use the same conventions of frontality and centrality and black and white. They don't do that in a very kind of rigid schema that calls attention calls attention to the photographer. So all those conventions tell us that these photographs are about the subjects. They're not about the photographer. They're not meant to be about the photographer.
Are you saying that although they're not meant to be about the photographer, on some level they are about the photographer?
Yes, but not in a bad way. I think portraits are primarily about the relationship between the subject and photography, often anyway. And one of the things that is apparently happening in these photographs is that there is a very warm relationship between the photographer and the subjects. The subjects are very relaxed, they're very happy, they're very open, and that must be in response to the relationship. There must be a lot of trust between Gershwin and the people he's photographing, and also a sense of joy, a sense, you know, that they found each other somehow. You know, there seems to be a very strong connection of yes, you know, this is really good, and I think maybe that what you see in the pictures, the way the pictures convey the atmosphere of the situation, tells more about how Gershwin may have been a changed man, as the curator describes him, without saying in what way he was changed. Maybe that's the way.
Well, on a personal level, it sounds like a very interesting show. What is the larger value, do you think, of this exhibit and of these photographs?
Well, I found the exhibit very touching, and so I have to say it must be valuable because it moved me. I would say that it's beautiful, and not so much in the sense that the pictures are, you know, of beautiful things, although I did feel that they were of beautiful faces, but in the sense of morally beautiful. To show that, just to describe people who acted morally, who acted courageously, and I think if the exhibition moves people who perhaps come to it with the same attitude that Gershwin had, that this is a great surprise that Muslims would ever help Jews, if this exhibition helps it them move away from any perhaps racist or other kinds of prejudices, to realize what perhaps should be obvious about peoples and how they relate to each other in times of crisis, that's got to be good.
Great. And how long is this show? The show is still currently running.
This show is going to be up at the Tech Gallery until October 29th, and the Tech Gallery is in the SFU downtown Harbor Center campus. And then after that, the show is going to move to the Vancouver Holocaust Education Center, so it will be around for Vancouverites to see for quite a while.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in and giving us this review today, Laura.
Thanks, Sean.
I've been speaking with Laura Lamb about Bessa, Muslims Who Saved Jews in World War II.